Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs.
There is a photograph taken at the 2025 International Mathematical Olympiad. Six problems, 110 countries, the best young mathematicians on Earth, and sitting somewhere in the results, not on the scoreboard, not in any official record, is a score that would have earned a gold medal, not from a student, from a language model.
That's the setup, but that's not the story.
That's right, because the story begins the morning after the Olympiad, when the people who built that system looked at what they had and asked a harder question. Can it do real mathematics? Not competition problems? Not puzzles with known solutions? Original research? The kind that fills journals? The kind that earns careers?
Which is a completely different thing.
It is completely different. Competition mathematics is brilliant, demanding, and fundamentally bounded. There are clean solutions, there are answer keys. You can verify a proof by checking it against known truth. Research mathematics, you're generating truth. There is no answer key.
And yet,
this is the story of Alethea, a math research agent built by Google DeepMind that has in some verifiable sense done it, generated original mathematical results, written a paper, solved open problems that have been sitting unanswered for decades. We are going to talk about what it actually did, how it works, and what the people who built it are being honest enough to say it means.
And what it doesn't mean.
That too. Chapter 1. The Olympiad Ceiling. To understand why crossing from competition to research is hard, you need to understand what made the IMO performance possible in the first place. Google DeepMind built something called Gemini Deep Think. It uses parallel thinking, running multiple solution attempts simultaneously, spending more compute at inference time to get better answers. They benchmarked it carefully on a set of 30 Olympiad-level problems, comparable in difficulty to IMO problems, and they found something important about scaling.
More compute, better answers.
Up to a point, there's a curve. You add inference time compute by orders of magnitude, accuracy climbs. And then it plateaus. There's a ceiling. The model reaches it. And throwing more hardware at the problem doesn't help anymore at the right operating point on that curve. The July 2025 version of DeepThink solved 5 of 6 IMO problems perfectly. Gold medal standard.
Which nobody had done before.
Which no AI system had done before, and then they trained a stronger model. The January 2026 version. Same architecture, a suite of technical improvements, better training. And the key number, to reach the same performance on the IMO benchmark, the new model needed 100 times less compute. The scaling curve shifted. What used to take extreme scale now happens at moderate scale.
So the ceiling moved up.
The ceiling moved up. The new model solved IMO 2025 problem 6. The one the previous model failed on it nearly solved IMO 2024 problems 3 and 5. The hard problems got easier. But here's the thing they found when they tested it on PhD-level mathematics exercises instead.
Same scaling law, lower accuracy.
Same shape of curve. Much lower absolute performance. The model could handle PhD-level problems in principle, but it made more mistakes. It hallucinated. It failed on the longer, more complex reasoning that research requires. And the conclusion was stark. Scaling alone would not get them there. More compute was not the answer.
So what was?
Agency. Chapter 2. The Architecture. Alethea is not a model. It is a system built on top of a model. The distinction matters. The core loop is three subagents, a generator, a verifier, and a revisor. They run continuously, passing work back and forth until either the verifier approves the solution or the attempt count hits a preset limit.
Sounds simple.
The design is simple. The execution is not. Here is what makes it different from prior systems: alpha geometry and alpha proof. The previous DeepMind math systems operated in formal languages. They generated proofs in lean or similar. The proofs could be verified by a theorem prover. You got certainty.
But formal languages are limiting.
Severely limiting. The universe of mathematics that can be expressed in current formal languages is a thin slice. Almost no active research happens there. Aletheia operates end-to-end in natural language, English, the same language mathematicians use when they write papers and talk to each other at whiteboards.
Which means the verifier can't just run a type checker.
Exactly. The verifier has to reason about whether a natural language proof is correct, which is hard, which is what research mathematicians do. And critically, Aletheia has tool use. It can search the web, it can read papers. When it encounters a claim that depends on a theorem from the literature, it can look that theorem up rather than hallucinating it from training data.
That's the data scarcity problem.
That's the data scarcity problem solved, at least partially. Research mathematics is full of highly specialized results that appear in perhaps three papers that have been cited 100 times each. The model's pre-training might barely touch those papers. But if it can search for them and read them in context, it knows what it needs to know.
And the loop keeps running.
The loop keeps running. Generator proposes a proof. Verifier finds a gap. Revisor patches the gap. Verifier checks again. The system iterates until the proof holds or it runs out of attempts. What looks like intelligence is iteration. What looks like creativity is a very long conversation with itself about whether the math is right.
That's not a dismissal.
It's not a dismissal at all. That is also what human mathematicians do. The difference is that Aletheia can have that conversation 100 times in an hour. Chapter 3. Eigenweights.
This is the one that matters.
This is the one that matters. The paper is called, briefly for context, a study of certain structure constants in arithmetic geometry called eigenweights. The authors listed on the paper are Tony Feng at UC Berkeley and Aletheia. The AI system is credited as a co-author, which is already unusual, but the more important fact is in the fine print.
Zero human intervention.
Zero human intervention. Tony Feng is the principal investigator. He defined the research question. He set up the mathematical context. He verified that the results were correct once Aletheia produced them. But the actual mathematical work, the calculations, the proofs, the derivations, were done entirely by the system.
What are eigenweights?
Eigenweights are structure constants that appear in arithmetic geometry. Arithmetic geometry is a field that sits at the intersection of number theory and algebraic geometry. Structure constants govern how mathematical objects compose. When you multiply two things together in an algebraic system, structure constants tell you what you get. Computing them explicitly is frequently intractable by hand.
And nobody had done it for these particular cases.
And nobody had done it. These were unknown values, not open conjectures with prizes attached. Just gaps in the literature that hadn't been filled. Aletheia filled them. The results have been submitted for publication. Human experts have checked them and verified they are correct.
So this is publishable research.
Publishable research. Level 2 on the taxonomy the paper proposes, which we'll get to in a moment. The authors are careful not to overclaim. They say explicitly that this is not a major advance for mathematics. The eigenweights problem was tractable. It was not solved because nobody had done the calculation, not because the calculation was impossible.
Which means the question becomes, what does it cost to have Aletheia do this versus a PhD student?
And the answer is probably considerably less, considerably faster. A PhD student doing this calculation might spend weeks. Alethea did it in a compute-bounded process that, while expensive in GPU terms, is a one-time expenditure rather than 4 years of a human life.
That changes the economics of mathematical research.
If it scales. The eigenweights case is a proof of concept, one well-defined problem with a clear structure. The question nobody can answer yet is whether the same approach works on problems that are harder, messier, more open-ended. The paper is honest about this. It is a first milestone, not a claim that all of mathematics is now solvable.
But it happened. That's the point. It actually happened.
It actually happened. A system wrote a paper. The paper is real. The mathematics is correct. We are not speculating about whether this is possible. We are discussing an instance of it occurring. Chapter 4, 700 Problems. Paul Erdős was a Hungarian mathematician who died in 1996. He spent his career traveling the world with no fixed address, working on problems with anyone who would collaborate. He left behind, among other things, a database of conjectures. Specific, concrete mathematical claims he believed to be true, but could not prove, some with cash prizes attached.
Bloom's Erdős Conjectures Database.
Bloom's Database. 700 problems, open questions about prime numbers, combinatorics, graph theory, number theory, problems that have been sitting unanswered, some for 60 years.
Alethea went through all of them.
A semi-autonomous deployment went through all of them. The system was given each problem in turn and asked to find a solution. Human experts and AI graders together evaluated the outputs. The final count, 4 open questions, resolved. 4 out of 700.
Which sounds small.
Which sounds small and which requires context. First, most of these problems are genuinely hard. They've resisted the efforts of professional mathematicians for decades. 4 is not nothing. Second, the system also resolved several other problems that turned out to be open in database status, but not actually open in the literature. Already solved, but not yet recorded.
So the database needed updating too.
The database needed updating. One problem that appeared to be Erdős 397, posed in 1980. Turned out to be essentially identical to a problem on the 2012 Chinese IMO team selection test. Open for 40 years in one ledger, solved by high schoolers in another. The paper excludes this one from the count.
What were the 4 that actually counted?
The most significant is Erdős Bio 5-1, a problem about combinatorics, specifically about the structure of certain systems of sets. Alethea solved it, and then, because the solution suggested a broader principle, a team of human mathematicians used the AI's approach to generalize the result into a full research paper. That paper is now in submission.
The AI's solution became the seed of a human paper.
The AI's solution became the seed. This is the collaboration model the paper is pointing toward. Alethea makes a breakthrough that is too small or too technical to be a standalone paper. A human mathematician recognizes that the breakthrough implies something larger. They extend it, both contribute.
Neither is replaceable in that workflow.
At current capability levels. Neither is replaceable. Alethea, without the mathematician, wouldn't have recognized the generalization. The mathematician, without Alethea, might not have found the initial result. The product of the collaboration is something neither could have produced alone.
First proof.
First proof. A benchmark of 10 research-level problems created specifically to assess AI systems on mathematics that researchers actually care about, proposed by academic mathematicians in an attempt to set a bar that would mean something Alethea achieved the leading performance on this benchmark.
Leading as in best currently existing AI system.
Best currently existing AI system, as of the paper's submission, not best human, not solved. Leading among AI systems on a benchmark that was specifically designed to be hard enough to distinguish real capability from pattern matching. Chapter 5. The Interaction Cards.
This might be the most important part.
I think it might be, because the paper doesn't just report results. It proposes a framework for how to talk about results like these honestly.
Because the honest conversation has been difficult.
The honest conversation has been very difficult. There's been a consistent pattern in popular reporting on AI and mathematics. A system does something that sounds impressive, headlines appear, the claims get large, experts push back, the correction cycle starts, and by the time the dust settles, nobody knows what to believe.
Which is bad for everyone.
Bad for the science, bad for the public, bad for the field. The paper proposes two things to fix this. First, an autonomy and novelty taxonomy. Think of it like the SAE levels for self-driving cars. Level 0. The AI contributed nothing novel, just helped with exposition or calculation. Level 1. Minor novelty, the kind of incremental step that might appear in a problem set. Level 2. Publishable research, a genuine contribution to a journal. Level 3, major advance, something that changes how the field thinks about a problem. Level 4, landmark breakthrough. The kind of result that gets named after the person who found it.
And where do Alethea's results land?
Honestly, level 1 for most of the Erdos problems. Level 2 for the Eigenweights paper and the Lesio independence polynomial paper. Nothing at level 3 or 4. The system is not rewriting mathematics. It is producing real, verifiable, publishable contributions at the level of a junior researcher.
Junior researcher is already significant.
Junior researcher is already enormously significant. The academic mathematics pipeline produces roughly the same number of PhDs per year that it always has. The number of open problems grows faster than the number of people available to work on them. A system that can reliably produce level 2 contributions. Even a few per year per research group. Meaningfully changes what's possible.
The second thing.
Human-AI interaction cards. Modeled on nutritional labels and model cards, every AI-assisted result should have a card that specifies what did the human do? What did the AI do? How was the output verified? How much human checking went into the final result? Not as gatekeeping. As transparency.
So the public can read the label.
So the public and other researchers and journal editors can look at a result and know what they're evaluating. Did a human mathematician use AI as a calculator? Is the core insight human? Or did the AI generate the key idea and the human verified it? These are different things. They should be labeled differently.
Do you think it'll happen?
I think it'll happen in some form eventually, because the alternative is a credibility crisis. If AI-assisted results keep appearing in journals with no disclosure, and the community can't evaluate what it's reading, trust collapses. The interaction cards are a practical solution to a problem that will only get worse as the capability improves. The name Alethea comes from the Greek. It means disclosure. Unconcealedness, truth, not as a proposition, but as a revealing, the act of bringing something hidden into the open.
Which is what mathematics does.
Which is what mathematics does. You don't invent theorems, you find them. They were already true. The mathematician's job is to make them visible, and now a machine is doing some of that work. Not all of it, not the hardest parts, not yet, but some.
And the level 2 results are real.
The level 2 results are real. The Eigenweights paper exists. The mathematics is correct. 4 Erdős problems have been closed. These are facts about the world now, not predictions about what might become possible. The question from here is not whether AI can contribute to mathematical research. That question has been answered. The question is how fast the capability grows. And whether the infrastructure to use it honestly, to document it honestly, to integrate it into the practice of mathematics, can keep up.
Can it?
That depends on mathematicians more than it depends on the models. The models will get better, regardless. What happens to the practice of mathematics when they do? That's a human decision.
Dispatches from the edge.
Dispatches from the edge.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find daily tech feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.